For gardeners across the land, June is a time of reckoning. Plants that struggled to survive last season may not have made it through the winter. That cherry tree that didn't flower in March and still hasn't sprouted leaves by now could be, I'll say this gently now, a former cherry tree. When bad things happen to good plants, who you gonna call?
Okay, let's roll.
We rely on one great healer, the Dr. Benton of Bougainvillea, our nurse Hathaway of the Hibiscusy, physician to Ficus, our doyen of dirt and doctor of dirt, Ketzel Levine. She joins us now from her garden in Portland, Oregon. Ketz, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, what an intro. How could I possibly live up to that?
Well, none of us can, but I know you come closer than most.
Thank you, Scott.
Listen, just on the offhand chance you'll have to know this someday, is there a horticultural equivalent of taking a pulse of a plant?
Well, if you're concerned that a plant may be dead and there's no way of really telling, what you can do is the high-tech thumbnail scratch test. And what you do is that you scratch the bark, if it's a tree or a shrub, and see whether or not it's green. And what you're looking for are the living cells that lie directly beneath the bark. It's called the cambium layer, what you're scratching into. And if it's green, your plant's alive. So that's the first thing to start with if you're having serious doubts.
What kind of lab work do you order up for a plant that's in trouble, a plant on the ropes?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, let's talk about trees. And if we are talking about a tree, largely what you're talking about is root failure, you know, more than you're talking about pests. So the severity may dictate whether or not you can take care of it yourself or whether, in fact, you do have to have an expert come in or take a soil test and send that to a lab.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so I made a joke about lab work, but there really is such a thing.
I didn't realize you were joking.
Yes.
I mean, I tell people all the time to take soil tests and send them into a lab because often plants just fail to thrive and you never know what might be missing, what micronutrients may no longer be available to the plant in the soil.
Now what about pruning? Isn't there a way of cutting off some dead stuff that helps?
Yeah, that's called deadwood pruning, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And deadwood pruning really is a psychologically uplifting thing to do. You might think that a plant looks pretty bad and think that you've got a big problem, but the fact is that if it's got a lot of deadwood, if you take that out, then you're really focusing on what's right about the plant. You're improving circulation, and chances are you've created a much better looking specimen anyway. So I strongly would recommend during the summertime to do some deadwood pruning. Just be very careful not to cut into the live wood when you do it.
Aren't there plants who, to a non-discerning eye, appear to be dead, but actually that's how they look when they're alive?
There are a lot of plants that are just fine that people get hysterical about. And I think this is something we ought to talk about. I think there's this expectation of how a plant ought to look and that it ought to look that way all the time. But you know, plants go through moods and plants go through seasons and they do go through stress. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to jump in there and do anything about it.
Hmm. Well, I remember, let's see, was it last year you paid a visit to John Spencer, the actor, who's known as the chief of staff on West Wing right now, and he seemed to have a genuinely difficult time contending with the fact that some of his roses were in decline, and
yes.
Then some, perhaps.
Yes. He is an extreme gardener in that he absolutely cannot and will not let go of a plant. He holds on to the fact that when he's got a rose bush and 75% of it is in fact dead, as long as there's one stem that's green, there's hope. And, you know, I'm not saying that if you're attached to a plant and it's got a sentimental value, that you should be cavalier about it. But I do think that there is a point at which a plant is a lot more work than perhaps it's worth. And I think that a lousy plant, a plant that's doing poorly and not performing, really doesn't offer anything and doesn't add anything to your experience other than pain, worry, and guilt.
Mm-hmm. Are there dead plant mausoleums or something you could put the ashes of your beloved green friend in?
A chipper shredder is an awfully good thing if you've got a plant that you love and you want to chip it up and put it back into the garden. I think that, you know, that it's a tough thing to come to terms with plants that are not thriving and to make a decision about whether or not they're really worth the time and effort to keep them going. Mm.
Speaking of which, how is your new garden coming along with its new surroundings?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I really am.
Yeah.
Let me say that the fence made me do it. Mm-hmm. The fence has really dictated the design of the new garden. And so what I've done is that I've got a lot of hardscape and green ground covers. And the reason that I'm putting ground cover right into the patio is for discrete areas for my beagle to, shall we say, relieve herself.
Oh, good. All right. This is good for all of us to know, and I'll have another cup of coffee.
I can tell your touch.
Ketzel, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Ketzel Levine, the Doyen of Dirt, speaking with us from her garden in Portland, Oregon.